Thank you to BetterHelp for sponsoring today's episode. Do you struggle on a day-to-day basis with staying happy and finding the drive to achieve your goals? As someone who has struggled for years with anxiety and depression, I understand how much of a fight it can be every day. That's where BetterHelp comes in. BetterHelp assesses your personal needs and matches you with one of their licensed professional therapists. You can start communicating within 48 hours of registration, and it's not a crisis line or self-help. It's real, professional therapy done from the comfort of your own space. BetterHelp has a network of 20,000-plus therapists that are available to clients worldwide. You can log in and send a message to your therapist at any time and get timely and thoughtful responses. And you can schedule weekly video or phone sessions so you'll never have to sit in an uncomfortable waiting room again. Because let's be real, therapy is intimidating enough. It should be as comfortable as possible. BetterHelp is also committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches, so it's super easy to change therapists if you need to. BetterHelp is more affordable than traditional therapy, especially since financial aid is available, because BetterHelp wants you to start living a happier life today. To get started on a path to a happier life, visit betterhelp.com/unitherapy. That's better, H-E-L-P, and join the over 1 million people taking charge of their mental health. There's also a special offer for UniTherapy listeners. If you guys use the link betterhelp.com/unitherapy to register, you'll get 10% off your first month. Again, that's better, HELP.com/unitherapy. Start healing your mental health today. Thank you to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode. Welcome to UniTherapy, the Happy People podcast. Or in more realistic terms, the mental health podcast for young adults, where we talk about everything mental health related, and we have the conversations that no one wants to have because they're uncomfortable. So welcome to the community. I'm so glad you're here, and let's hop right in. Hello, boys and girls, and welcome back to yet another episode of UniTherapy. I am quite excited for today's episode. I'm not even going to lie. I am very excited about this topic, and it's a relatively, like, I feel like sometimes these episodes can get really heavy because we get into some, you know, deep stuff, and I can get really personal and it can get really deep. And as my mom loves to remind me, she's like, I can't listen to your episode sometimes. She's like, it makes me too sad hearing you talk about, like, everything. And I'm like, I know, I'm so sorry. But today is not a sad episode. Today is a very, actually, I think, happy episode. And I'm in a happy mood. So we're going to keep on that theme today. It's super warm out. It's like almost 80 degrees. And when I tell you, that has just made my whole life better. It really has. So if you are new here, my name is Emily. I am the host of UniTherapy, and I'm here to help you through all of your mental health ups and downs. I am not a licensed professional in any way. I am here solely on my own experiences in life, my own experiences in therapy, other podcasts, books, you name it. And I'm here, I take the information that I've kind of accumulated over the years, and I vent it all out here to try and help as best as I can, but also to share my own personal life experiences to make you guys, you know, realize that you're not alone in what you're going through, and that you have a friend here to help and to hold your hand and hype you up and all the things. If you're not new here, thank you so much for continuing to come back and listen to these episodes. It means the absolute world to me. We've created such a loving family, and it makes my heart swell every time I think about it. Every time I get messages, it makes me so happy because it's such like a warm, accepting space, and everyone that's listening is just such a good person, and I adore it. So thank you so much for that. If you are new here, we start each episode with what I call my life breakdown, and that's where I share what's you know, been going on since we last talked, and anything I'm excited about. You know, I really just get it out because this podcast is such a great way for me to just ramble out all my thoughts and just get it all out, because I'm a person who really likes to talk and I have a lot of energy and I talk a lot. And you know, sometimes my friends and family get a little annoyed. So when that happens, here we are. This is my, you know, solution to that. And then my friends and family can choose whether or not they want to listen to me ramble. So it's a win-win for all. As always, if you want to share your life breakdown with me, or you just want to say, hey, you want to talk, you have something you need advice on, you need some help, you need a warm virtual hug, you need a new bestie, my Instagram is always linked in the description of the episode as well as the description of the bio. I always link my personal Instagram as well as the Instagram for the podcast. Feel free to message me on either one of those. I get so excited. I adore when I see messages from you guys. So please send me messages. Say hey. It warms my heart and I absolutely love it. So without further ado, let's get into the life breakdown for this week. So as I said already, it's super warm today. It's so, so fucking warm. Like, it makes my heart just, oh my gosh. Like, I stepped outside today. I went on a run today, which we'll get into in a second, but, when I went outside today, like, it's literally just so warm and there's not a cloud in the sky, and it makes me so happy. And I know I sound so cheesy and stupid right now, but it literally makes me so happy. Like, it's just made my mood today 1,000 times better than it has been in the past couple of weeks. And yes, it's so warm. Thank goodness we're finally into the warmer months. Winter is depressing and I hate her. Anyway, so, oh my gosh, yeah, the run. So I went on a run today, guys. And when I tell you, I am reminded every single time that I go for a run why I don't go on runs, because they are the absolute worst. How anyone enjoys running, I will never understand. If you're a person who enjoys running, good for you, and I'm so envious of you because I hate it. I try it. I go on runs because, like, good for my health, you know, whatever. And I'm like, I try to get to that runner's high or whatever, and it just never happens. And I just feel like my legs are going to fall off and I'm going to die. I'm also reminded every single time that I run that I have severe asthma. Like, my body really does not let me forget it. And I hate running, but it did feel really nice outside today. And the cutest thing happened. I was running and this car passed me, and the lady driving the car, like, slowed down and gave me a thumbs up and a smile as she was driving, and it made me so happy. I was like, oh my goodness, thank you. It, like, gave me a little boost of energy to keep going, but it was the cutest thing. And I was, like, reminded. I was like, oh, there's such just genuinely nice people, and I adore that. So that was great, but just being outside was super good. Loved that. Will not be going on a run again for quite some time, though. I do not like running at all. Like, I'm capable of it. I can do it, and it's fine. But do I enjoy it? No. Not at all. Moving on. I learned a really, really important lesson last night and into today. And I know this sounds silly. But I learned that sleep is incredibly important. And I know what you're thinking, Emily. That should be quite obvious. It should. You are absolutely right. But here's the thing. I like to think I am that person who's like, I can get like 2 hours of sleep and then just get up and go at 100% and be absolutely fine. It won't affect my health, my mental health, anything. I'm that person. And I don't know if it's like the fact that I'm trying to take advantage of, you know, my youth, or I'm just stupid, but I can't do that. I was thinking the other day, I was like, I did that in high school. Like, I would run on, like, I would get an hour of sleep, 2 hours of sleep, and nothing would be wrong. And, you know, so I'm like, I don't really understand how I can't do that anymore. Because, like, when I tell you, look, I made stupid decisions in high school, specifically my junior year, specifically because there was a dumb fuck boy, but we don't need to get into that. I made bad decisions, mostly regarding my sleep schedule, and I'd, like, be out till 4 in the morning on a weeknight. And I'd get home knowing I had to be up at 5:36 at the latest. And I'd get up on time and I'd go to school. And I was like, I'm fine. Like, this doesn't affect me at all. Like, I'm not tired. I was like, in the moment, I was like, nothing's wrong here. There's no effect on my body. But then I remembered how unbelievably depressed and anxiety ridden I was those years, and I'm like, oh, it all kind of comes back around. But I talked about this briefly in the last episode, last week, how I was like, just didn't have motivation for the past 2 weeks, laid in bed, didn't do shit, and it was horrible. And it's a little better this week. However, it still hasn't been great, but I've been doing more. Today is the first day when I have had so much motivation, so much energy. I'm so unbelievably happy. And guess what the difference is between all the other days? I got good sleep last night. That is the biggest difference, is I got, literally, guys, when I tell you, this is the first time ever in my life that I've gotten 8 hours of sleep. I was so shocked this morning. I went to bed at 11. I fell asleep promptly at 11. And I woke up at 7. And I'm like shocked today. I was like, I'm so motivated. I'm so happy. Like, what is this? Sleep. So if you're struggling in that department of mental health and motivation and energy and positivity, sleep is my one thing I'm gonna tell you, because for the past 2 weeks, 2.5 weeks, it's been like 4 hours of sleep at most for me, you know, probably closer to 3. And I really, looking back now, I'm like, I was wondering the whole time, I was like, what is going on? Why do I have no motivation? Why am I so sad? And then I got proper sleep last night, and it's like, half my problems have faded away. So I'm not saying that'll solve all of your problems and make you, you know, instantly better, but it will help a little bit, at least on your energy. So that was great. It seems silly that this is like shocking to me, but it really is, because I guess it's not something that I think of all the time. So will I be going to bed early tonight again? You bet your fucking ass I will. Moving on to something so exciting that I want to share. I'm literally over the moon to share this. I have been signed on to another project. This is my third project of 2022. So, like, I'm going to take a moment and say I'm really, really proud of myself. And I'm so excited for this project. It's a film and it's called Elena. And it is based on 5 true stories of 5 women who were involved in sex trafficking. And I am so excited to be a part of telling the story, because it's so unbelievably important. This is such an important topic. It's going to be submitted to festivals, streaming services, and then as well as being showed in schools. So I'm very excited that I'm lucky enough to be a part of this project and help tell the story. I will be one of the 5 women that their stories are getting told. So I'm so excited about that. I am over the moon about it. And so I'll keep you guys updated on that. So that's so exciting. I'm so excited for that. I got that email on Saturday, so that really just, I was like, freaking best weekend ever. What else? I feel like I have so much to update you guys on. I talked about this in last week's episode that I was almost done with Where the Crawdads Sing. I finished it, you guys. Oh my god. The ending, look, if you've read Where the Crawdads Sing, that ending, oh my Jesus Christ, like so good. So good. Shocking. It was a shocking ending, but I really adored it, to be completely honest. My only regret about when I finished it is that I was in a public place when I finished it and I could not properly sob at the ending. I could not properly emote and that kind of sucked, but so good. Adored it. 10 out of 10 recommend. Yeah, so that was my book for February. We're now into March. Oh my gosh, guys, can you believe it's March? Also, on that topic, it's March. It's Women's History Month, which I'm so excited about because I love anything that has to do with women. So it's Women's History Month. So just keep that in mind for March. Celebrate women. Love women. We love it. And back to the books. So I finished with the credits saying, so I'm now into my book for March, which is called The Silent Patient. And I just started it. It's really, like, it kind of takes off right at the beginning, which it was kind of a shock. I was like, oh, we're just getting right into it. And it's so good so far. Like, I think I'm, like, two chapters in, but it's so good. It's called The Silent Patient. It's about this woman that murders her husband and ends up in, like, a mental institution. And because she hasn't talked since the death of her husband, like, at all. And it's been years upon years. And so basically the story is told from the perspective of this psychotherapist that ends up working with her. So it's really good so far. So I absolutely recommend. I have no idea what to expect out of it, to be completely honest. And that excites me. Like, I'm excited about it. So that's my book for March. If you want to, you know, read along with me in the months, maybe we start a book club. Should we start a book club, guys? That could be fun, maybe. Anyway, so yeah, so that was great. Something else that really excited happened last week. I went to my first drag show. I had so much fun. My mom and I went to this drag club in Atlanta called Lips, and it was unbelievable. It was so great. Literally amazing. Literally amazing. Our waitress's name was Gigi, and Gigi is the love of my life now. It was amazing. Also, like, not really an important, but the food there was amazing. Like, oh my god, like, some of the best food that I've ever had. Yeah. So that was super fun. So shout out to Lips in Atlanta and shout out to Gigi. We love Gigi. What else? Ooh, something else very exciting. I have so much to share. I'm so sorry I'm talking so much. This is going to be like the longest life breakdown ever, but here we are. I get to go and work and film this weekend and I'm so excited about it. I'm going up to the mountains. And if you could see me right now, you see that I'm putting quotations around mountains because I'm from Colorado and I live in Georgia now. So, like, the mountains here compared to my mountains in Colorado, like, it's a joke. It's laughable. But nevertheless, there are the mountains here. And we're filming on location in this cabin in the mountains here. I think it's, like, 3 hours away. I'm so excited. It's going to be so much fun. Yeah, I'm really excited. The script is gold, our cast and crew, gold. I'm so excited. It's gonna be so good. Yes. So, follow me on Instagram and keep an eye on my Instagram stories for any little, like, behind the scenes that I can possibly give. You know, shameless plug. What else? Oh my gosh, yeah. So I mentioned in mentioned in last week's episode that one of my best friends is coming for her spring break. She's coming in like a week and a half. And then my brother and his fiance are coming to visit us for his spring break in 2 weeks. So I'm so excited. I get to go to the beach, you guys. I am so freaking excited to be in the warmth, to be on the beach, to get a tan. Like, I'm pasty right now, people. It is a problem. I am not at top tier attractiveness when I am pasty, you know? Like, when I'm tan, I'm top tier attractiveness, and I'm not that right now, so I'm so excited to be tan. So I'm very excited for that. And to just obviously see my friends and family. But that does, like, I did want to give a little bit of a little disclaimer that there will be a new episode next week, but then the 2 weeks after that, there's not going to be any episodes for those 2 weeks because that is when my friend and my family are visiting, and I really just want to take those 2 weeks to be with them and enjoy the moment and vacation and be very present. So there will not be episodes for those 2 weeks, but I will come back promptly after, I promise, and we will get back into it. So I think that's finally all that I have to share today. We can finally get into the episode. But again, if you want to share your life breakdown with me, message me on Instagram, say hey, let's be besties, because I adore each and every one of you. Okay, into the episode now. So, when I said I was super excited for today's episode, I really meant it, because we are talking about love languages today. And one of my friends gave me this idea for this episode. So again, shout out to her. I'm really excited for this episode. This is something that I adore talking about. So, first of all, let's start with what love languages are. And I'm sure most people know, but we're going to go over it just in case, and to kind of just refresh your brain and to give you a good template to start with for this conversation. So there are 5 different love languages, because we all give and receive love in different ways. These are the ways that you both prefer to receive love and give love. So the 5 love languages are words of affirmation, acts of service, gifts, quality time, and physical touch. So I'm going to go into detail on kind of what all of them are, because if you don't know what your love language is, maybe this will help. So words of affirmation are, you know, those kind of positive, uplifting compliments that you give or get from your partner. So this is definitely one of mine for giving and receiving. But I like to remind people how incredible they are and how important they are and how lovely they are. So that's what words of affirmation are. So if you adore getting those or receiving or giving those words of affirmation, that might be your love language. Acts of service is, so for example, my mom, her love language for giving is acts of service. So she loves to do things for her partner, for her kids. That's how she has always showed her love. So it's, you know, especially in cooking, because she loves to cook. And so cooking and baking is one of the big ways that she shows her love. Gifts. So this can be either giving gifts or receiving gifts. So if when you get gifts, that really helps remind you that this person loves you, or if when you give gifts, it makes you really happy because, you know, you would love when other people are receiving those things from you. Giving gifts is definitely one of my love languages, and it always has been. I love giving gifts, like birthdays and Christmas and like all that. I love giving gifts because I love seeing people's like faces, especially because I try to go on the more like sentimental side for gifts. And I love seeing people's faces when they get gifts. So that's an example for that one. Quality time. this is those, you know, relationships where you can literally just be laying in bed watching TV, doing nothing, literally just going to the store. But as long as you're together, you're super happy. You're very content. Like, quality time with the other person. Just laying in bed, reading together, you know. It's kind of, I feel like this is, in my mind, reminds me of when you hear people talk about, like, comfortable silence. Like, when you're able to just sit with someone and just be with them and be really happy and just be content with that. That's what that reminds me of. And, like, I've had an example of this in a past kind of, I don't want to call it a relationship. It was, you know, something, whatever it was. When this person and I, we would just, like, FaceTime. And we didn't even have to talk some of the times. We would just be doing our own things. But we would just be, like, on the phone together, FaceTiming, and just be, like, in each other's, you know, presence. And it was the best thing. Like, it was so great knowing that just the other one was there whenever we wanted to talk, whenever we wanted to, you know, but we were just being there together. And that was great. That was, like, 10 out of 10. Loved that. But that's, like, that's an example. And then last is physical touch. And I feel like this is the most, like, obvious common one I think that gets talked about is physical touch. So if you are a snuggle bug of a person, if you love hugs and cuddling and all those things, physical touch might be your love language. And again, this is giving and or receiving. Like, physical touch is probably my biggest love language because I love getting hugs, I love getting cuddled, you know, I love getting kisses, like all those things. But I also love giving those to other people with consent and if they are comfortable with it. So those are all the love languages and examples of what the love languages are. And I learned a really interesting, so this concept was created by Dr. Gary Chapman, who was a, forever was a marriage counselor. And I guess he kind of studied all of this and created this concept of love languages. And I think that's really cool. I didn't know that. I just learned that today when I was doing research on it. So if you didn't know that, there's a little fun fact for you. So those are what the all the love languages are. And next, let's talk about why it is so important to identify your love languages in yourself as well as in your partner. So, like, personally, I know through, I guess, just, you know, living and being in a relationship, which I haven't had very many, to be completely honest, but my kind of top love languages are physical touch, quality time, and words of affirmation. And this is, that's also a really important thing that I wanted to touch on, is that you can have multiple. There's not, like, you can only have one love language that you prefer. Like, you can have multiple. They can change on the day, on the mood. Like, that is, that's kind of the biggest thing is for me, is that the love language that's kind of at the top for me literally just depends on the day, depends on my mood on the day. Because, like, I love physical touch, and that's probably at the top of my list. But there's some days when it's bumped to the bottom of my list because just for whatever reason, whatever mood I'm in, like, I don't want to be touched. I don't want anyone near me. You know, so it really depends on the type of person you are. It depends on if it changes with your mood or not. Depends on a bunch of different factors. It's not set in stone, I promise. It'll also change over time. A really good example of this is my best friend. Is she, for years, said, she's like, I hate physical touch. I hate it. I, like, absolutely not. And then a few weeks ago, she's like, maybe it's changed. Maybe I do like physical touch. And I'm like, you never know. You never know. So, that is that. It is really important to identify this in yourself because I think it really helps strengthen your relationships, because if you can easily communicate to your partner, hey, this is how I prefer to be loved, that then, you know, allows them to love you better, and then you're going to receive the love better. And then vice versa for them, having that conversation, identifying what their love language is so that you can love them better and they can receive the love better, you know? So it's super, super important, not only for your own benefit, but for the benefit of your partner. So it's, And I think it's also super important to identify this not only in your romantic relationships, but in like your friendships with your family, in all of your relationships, romantic or not. I think it's really important to know all the ways that people really like to be loved, you know? So it's with your friends, have that conversation with them, know what way they like to be loved, you know? Cause like I have friends who hate physical touch, like I was saying. And, you know, even though I'm a physical touch person, you know, in that friendship, I might not give as many hugs. I might, you know, we not, you know, and I think it's also really important also is that it can also depend on the person that you're with. Like my mom hates physical touch. That is like bottom of her list. She does not like it. She never has. She's always tried to explain in relationships that she does not like physical touch. But when it comes to her children, hugs and snuggles from her kids are her absolute favorite thing. But in romantic relationships, she's like, do not touch me. Absolutely not. So it really depends on the people that you're with. I've had friends who hate physical touch, but for whatever reason in our friendship, hugs and stuff are okay with them. So it really depends on you. It depends on the person that you're with. It depends on, you know, everything. There's so many factors to it. And I think that's really important to remember. And I think if in all of your important, you know, serious relationships, again, romantic or not, to know with each person what their preferred love language is, what your preferred love language is. Like, identify that in all your different relationships. Because I truly do think it can change depending on the person. And, you know, depending on your level of comfort with the person as well. So the kind of biggest thing that I wanted to touch on today and kind of the most important advice-giving part of it is what happens if your love language and your partner's love language kind of butts heads? So what if you're with this person, you absolutely love them, your personalities get along great, you have so much fun with them, they make you feel good, everything is like green flags all over. But then you're like a super physical touch person and they're not a physical touch person. You know, that's just one example. But like what happens if your love languages don't match? I think this is really important. And I think this is way more common than a lot of people let on because it happens. And again, depends on the day. And I think the most important thing there is, and this is gonna sound cheesy, compromise, genuinely. Because, you know, I think especially because it can just depend on the day, depend on the mood they're in. There's going to be days where your partner who hates physical touch might really want physical touch. And then that's your opportunity to be like, to seize that opportunity and be like, yes, I get the physical touch that I want. You know, and so I think just compromise, have that conversation with them of, hey, I know you don't necessarily like this, but that's the way that I really like to be loved. How can we work through this? And the way that you're going to work through it is going to be different for every single person and every single relationship. So the kind of biggest thing is to have that conversation, compromise. But here's the thing, compromise, but do not sacrifice. Because here's the thing. Yeah, you can compromise and you cannot, you know, get physical touch all the time, or you cannot, you know, receive gifts all the time, whatever your love language is and whatever you're compromising on. But if your partner is absolutely not willing to do any of those things, and so you're never getting loved in the way that you prefer to be loved, that's completely sacrificing your love language, completely sacrificing your mental health and your happiness for this other person. And that's not okay. That's not a relationship that you should probably stay in, you know, if you're having to completely sacrifice your own love language for them. Because while, you know, something like, oh, well, my partner never cuddles me, might not seem like a big deal to them or to, you know, other people, to someone who has a love language of physical touch, that's going to really hurt them if they're never getting that intimacy with their partner. If you're someone who loves to receive even just little gifts at all, and if that's your thing, you know, that's going to really hurt if they're never doing that. If acts of service, if you love when your partner does acts of service for you, and you're never getting that again, it's really going to be draining over time on your mental health, and that's good. So compromise, that's good, that's not good, sorry. So compromise, but do not completely sacrifice. The next thing that I think can really help when your partners and your love language don't match up is remembering to love yourself in your love language. And I think this is something that we genuinely forget to do so often. We know how we like to be loved, but then we don't give ourselves that type of love, you know? Because giving your partner love in their preferred love language and receiving love from your partner in your love language is just as important as receiving love from yourself in your love language. So this is going to look different again for each person. This is going to look different for each love language, you know, but if words of affirmation are your love language, give yourself those words of affirmation. I don't care how silly you feel. If you look in the mirror and give yourself some words of affirmation, like, hype yourself up. You deserve it. Hype your freaking self up. Look in the mirror. You tell yourself you're worth it. You tell yourself you're beautiful. You tell yourself you're smart. You remind yourself how badass you are, okay? Because you deserve that. If your love language is acts of service, you know, it might be silly and it might suck at the time, but like something for me, I do appreciate acts of service sometimes. It can be like cleaning my room to, you know, pick up my mental health, you know, little acts of service. Quality time. Spend quality time with yourself. Okay? Take yourself out on a date. Go out to a nice dinner by yourself. Go out to a nice breakfast. Take yourself to the beach. Take yourself on a hike. Have a movie night, you know? Do a face mask. Have a glass of wine. Get a bowl of popcorn. Get in your comfiest freaking PJs. Put a movie on. Turn your phone off and don't do anything else. Take quality time with yourself. If your love language is receiving gifts, give yourself some gifts. You deserve it. It's not selfish. It's not stupid. Go out, buy that, you know, I don't know, whatever you've been wanting. Like, get yourself that new shirt. Get yourself that new book. Whatever. Whatever it is, go get yourself that. If your love language is physical touch, a big thing, because, so here's my thing. Physical touch is my top love language. Weighted freaking blankets. Go get yourself a weighted blanket. It feels like a hug. And I cannot stress this enough when it is a life changer. Also, another thing, body pillows. Okay? Body pillows are game changers for people who love physical touch. Because you can just snuggle up with the pillow. It's great. It is 10 out of 10. But love yourself in the way that you prefer to be loved, you know, because I think that's, you know, looked over a lot of the time. So I gave some examples. Oh, another thing for physical touch and not like, don't make it awkward. Self-pleasure. If your love language is physical touch, self-pleasure. Yes, that is just a fancy way of saying masturbation. Okay. Love yourself in the way that you prefer to be loved. You know, okay. Don't make it weird. Don't make it weird. I know some of you will be giggling and cringing. Don't make it weird. Okay, it is healthy. It is a stress reliever. It is so much, there's literally nothing but benefits. And that is physical touch, and that is your love language. So if your love language is physical touch, self-pleasure, weighted blankets, body pillows, words of affirmation, look in the mirror, give yourself those words of affirmation. Receiving gifts, go buy yourself some gifts. Quality time, spend quality time with your freaking self. Okay. Whatever your love language is, do some, even if you're like have to do research on what examples for each of those are in more, you know, detail than what I've been gone into, do that research and make sure that you're loving yourself in the way that you want to be loved. Cause it's a game changer for mental health. And it's really important to love others in the way that they want to be loved. Get love in the way that we want to be loved and give ourselves love in the way that we want to be loved. It's all about love and it's all great and it's all magical when we can identify what we prefer and give ourselves that, give others that, and get that from others. But I think the most important thing, going back to the partners, is that conversation. of identifying yours, identifying theirs, compromise, whatever it is. It is, I mean, here's the thing. It is important to have similarities with your partner, I think, when you first start going out, when you're kind of getting to know each other, to make sure that, you know, you are kind of matching in love languages. That can be important. However, I have found it, I think it's more important to make sure, instead of that you're the same on everything and you have the same answers for everything and you have all the same hobbies, instead of making sure about that, make sure that instead you can compromise with this person. Make sure that you can have a conversation with this person, you know, instead of making sure everything on your list is exactly matched up. Especially, here's the thing. If you are someone who, take it from me, if you're someone whose love language is physical touch, being with another physical touch person can actually be really overwhelming and kind of overbearing, especially if you're like me and you, it depends on the day and it kind of changes on the day. Like, oh my God, on days when I for a little bit went out with a person whose love language was physical touch, and it was like strongly physical touch. And look, I'm a physical touch person, okay? But oh my goodness, on days when that was not at the top of my list, it was always at the top of his list, and it was overwhelming. Like, I was like, oh my goodness, do you have to be touching me 24/7? Like, look, I appreciate a good handhold, a good kiss on the forehead, a good hug, but when it's at all times, like, calm down, sir. And this is no hate to him. This is no hate to him. That's just how he likes to love. And he likes to be loved. And I absolutely understand that. And there's going to be some of you that are like that. But this is where it's so important to have those conversations and to make sure it is clear in your relationship what you prefer and your boundaries. That's a huge thing. A huge thing. On all of the love languages. Because here's the thing. Acts of service, like, you might love acts of service from your partner, but there might be things that you don't want them to do. Physical touch is great. You might love physical touch, but if you have days where you don't want to be touched, or if you have places you don't want to be touched, make sure that gets across. If, you know, if receiving gifts is your love language, but you don't want them spending too much money, like, get that across. Just make sure it is super clear. As soon as you possibly can have these conversations, have them. Make it really clear what your boundaries are, what you prefer, what they prefer, what their boundaries are. That's all super important to a healthy relationship. So, to kind of sum up, compromise, but do not completely sacrifice. Absolutely not. Just because they don't like to love in that way or be loved in that way does not then invalidate how you prefer to be loved and how you want to love. So if there can be no compromise, maybe take a step back. Maybe reevaluate that relationship. But have those conversations in all of your relationships, romantic, physical, or not. Have that conversation. Know how your friends want to be loved. Know how your mama wants to be loved. You know, everything. Just all your relationships. Because I can guarantee you, if you know how everyone in your life wants to be loved, it will then make you a better partner, a better friend, a better, you know, kid, because then you're giving that love. And then it'll make all the people in your life better friends and family and partners, because they'll then know how to give you that love that you prefer. And everyone will just be happier all around. So let's have those conversations. Regardless of if you feel that they're awkward or uncomfy, like, have those conversations. I get it. No one wants to have, like, serious conversations. I am the key example of that. I hate having, like, serious conversations, heavy conversations. I hate it. I will avoid it at all costs. But it has to happen, unfortunately. And this isn't like that heavy of a thing, but it's kind of one of those you have to really sit down and you have to be focused. And you have to absorb what your partner or your friend or your parent or what your child is telling you. So yeah, really it's just about having those conversations, compromise. And also, I think putting yourself first, because if you're in a relationship that is not going to be beneficial to you because they're wanting you to sacrifice your preferred love language, that's not good for your mental health. That's going to drain you so fast. So make sure that you're a little selfish and you put yourself first. And if that's a relationship that's not good for you, that you take a step back and you go find a partner that is going to work with you on that stuff, is going to compromise, is going to love you in the way that you want to be loved, when you want to be loved in that way, and not push your boundaries, respects your boundaries, and all those things. So converse, compromise, do not sacrifice, and do not forget to love yourself in your love language. Give yourself that love that you absolutely deserve. You don't have to be in a relationship to receive acts of service, to receive words of affirmation, to receive gifts, to receive quality time, to receive physical touch. You can do all of that yourself. Love yourself the way that you want to be loved. Okay? Because you are all worth it. Love how you love. Never feel shame in the way that you love or in the way that you want to be loved, because you're all amazing and you all deserve to be loved and to feel loved and to give love and all the things. We love love. We love love here at You Need Therapy. And I love all of you so, so much. If you haven't heard that yet today, we've talked about love a lot today. So if you haven't heard it yet today, I love you so much. I adore you all that are listening. I hope you all are having a great day, a great week, a great weekend, whenever you're listening to this, a great evening, a great morning. I hope you are happy and I hope you're healthy. I hope you're safe. And I'm so proud of you all, wherever you are in your mental health journeys, in your journeys in life, in everything. I'm so proud of you all. I love you so, 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 so much. And I will talk to you all in the next episode.